The Radical Capitalist, Essays by Dan Wrench. January 26, 2015, Ad Hominem. Successful affiliation with any tribe means subscribing to the articles of faith that prevent the tribe from dissolving into a mere band of skeptical collaborators. Among these articles will invariably be found the belief that the simple act of attacking the tribe is proof of the attacker's inferiority, if not his eventual damnation. To discover this phenomenon, one needn't look to the conviction that genetics favors our race, or that history is on the side of the gangster posing with the proles, or that Jesus, though he spoke Aramaic, must surely have been thinking in English. We need, in fact, look no farther than the belief that attacks upon the tribe are beneath the consideration of sensible observers because these attacks make use of the fallacy ad hominem. Of course, there is a fallacy ad hominem, but describing attacks on character or motive per se as ad hominem attacks is like complaining one lives in a doggy-dog world. A mangled phrase resulting in a childish, therefore popular absurdity, a confession that the speaker is learning the language the way voluble but hard-of-hearing birds might learn it. The unfortunate ascendancy of this morsel of ignorance has meant the early termination of many debates in the sullen but nevertheless misinformed indignation of at least one of the parties. Consider the example of a purely hypothetical economist who is also a blogger for a newspaper struggling to maintain its cultural puissance. We will call this purely hypothetical econoblogger Jim. Jim, for all his self-proclaimed virtues, has concluded that any statement casting him in a bad light is by definition anti-science and anti-logic. On several occasions, Jim makes an assertion on his blog that can be proven false with a simple Google search. Finally, fed up with Jim's facile, false, and strident proclamations, one of his critics responds in public that Jim either believes his readers are stupid, or else that Jim himself cannot distinguish between facts and the products of his own imagination. Jim and his sycophants rush to accuse Jim's critic of all sorts of sins against logic and civilization, including the alleged use of the fallacy ad hominem. After all, questioning the character of a gentleman whose daily digest of mislabeled fantasies reinforces my worldview cannot be allowed to hang in the air. It must be condemned as the product of primitive emotion and thus beneath the consideration of God's children. But if this were so, if such assessments of character were illogical by definition, we could not utter the most obvious truths about public villains. We could not say that Richard Nixon was an opportunist, or that Rick Santorum is a peasant, or that Barack Obama is a con man. Each of the gentlemen listed above can expect to find defenders against these eminently reasonable, though understated, charges on the grounds that those pointing the finger at their idol are indulging the fallacy ad hominem. But none of these descriptions exemplify that fallacy. So what is the fallacy ad hominem? It is an attempt to discredit a position or issue based on character flaws, presumed already in evidence, possessed by a defender or defenders of said position or issue. Note that the fallacy does not describe coming to conclusions about a person's character. For example, claiming that gun control, sex control, food control, drug control, and internet control are bad ideas because they emanate from left coast style hipsters with lips forever puckered by oral sex and marijuana cigarettes is the fallacy ad hominem. But saying aloud that someone who favors gun control, sex control, food control, and internet control is someone who mistrusts others' use of freedom is not only not the fallacy ad hominem, it is a conclusion clearly borne out by the facts. And while concluding that such an individual is power mad, math deprived, and joyless are not as clearly evidenced, they are nevertheless respectable hypotheses. A simple formula. Reasoning about ideas based on their advocates' characters is the fallacy ad hominem. Reasoning about character, however, is not the fallacy ad hominem. The distinction is important because public discourse cannot be prohibited from speculating upon the motives of public actors. The people want to know. The intelligent ones, at any rate, they want to hear the reasonable theories, the plausible theories, the implausible theories, even the comical theories. They don't care that you've swallowed some half-chewed notion of a logical fallacy that prevents them from arriving at conclusions about your character and communicating those conclusions to others. Particularly when you accuse them of something you yourself only vaguely comprehend. Now they want to know why you got that wrong. Are you just some loudmouth who hears a Latin phrase and repeats it like an incantation to silence your own self-doubts? If we cannot inquire into character, if we cannot hypothesize, isolate, identify, then we cannot answer questions of historical or social cause, and we cannot castigate these characters or mitigate these causes when we perceive them as adverse. Are all intentions good? Are not some actively malicious? If there are those who hate the good, then what do they tell themselves, if anything, to feel righteous? What does the rest of the evidence tell us? If there is a pandemic that can be described as fundamentally human, it is nothing as trifling as Ebola, AIDS, obesity, diabetes, chlamydia, illicit drugs, or illicit sex, not communism, fascism, Catholicism, Islam, or Scientology. Rather, it is the pathological aversion to cognitive effort, an aversion that transcends ideology, that is at once the foundation and silhouette of human malevolence. The desire to avoid the 80% of reality that doesn't comport with the preconceptions sucked in from parents and teachers by the age of 18. The disparate observations most difficult to integrate. The peg that was supposed to be round but turned up square. The forehead bruising facta. And when the ugly world bursts in on the sophomores of this tribe and their brand of malevolence is named aloud, do not be surprised to hear them cry, "Ad hominem!" It is just one desperate ploy from a quiver of desperate ploys. Ad hominem, copyright 2015, by Dan Wrench.